The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
Hour number 3 of The Drive, quitting time on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock. Got what you talk about coming up. Two more chances for you to make it to Champions League. Stay tuned. Your Q2 call coming up in just a second. First, though, it's Parker Pugh with the top five at five.
All right. First up, if you haven't heard yet today, yesterday the Knoxville Beer Board has granted Aramark, UT's food vendor, the right to sell alcohol in Neyland, Thompson Bowling, and the Regal Stadium.
Beer at Neyland, definitely a possibility. Not
like set
in stone
yet.
Stadium
thing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would say you have to have beer in order to enjoy soccer. I myself, though, as a proponent of the beautiful game, do not subscribe to that theory. Well, you got about a month until Premier League starts.
Yeah. So no Lindsey Nelson?
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like, you would think that would be, is it because it's outdoor? Well, Neyland's outdoors. Like, what?
Regal's outdoors. Do you think they already have something in place? Do you think they've already, because can't you have beer in the outfield?
I mean, of all the sports, when you think of, like, yeah, you like to drink beer at football games. Yeah, basketball games, fun. But baseball, like, that just goes together. Like, sitting out in the sun, having some suds, watching the ball game. I mean, you got to have it at Lindsey Nelson, right?
Right. Number two. Zach Smith is back in the news in a big way.
Really? I was listening to his podcast yesterday.
Oh, I didn't get to hear the news.
Trey,
one.
You're a big supporter of Zach Smith, aren't you?
Watch it, bro.
No, I don't know. It depends on what you're about to say.
Yeah.
All right. The Ottawa Senators trade the center left wing to the Chicago Blackhawks in exchange for Artem Anisimov.
What are you doing?
I just want to slap him across his pretty face.
I listened to one yesterday. He talked about he went through an entire week. Game week in college football, like day by day, everything they did was fascinating.
Okay, this is the recent one. I have to go listen to it tonight.
So, yeah, the Blackhawks putting together a pretty good squad. Yeah.
Move along,
number
Parker,
three.
Loser.
CBS Sports released an article this week ranking the top eight college football teams on the verge of having a breakout season.
Tennessee's not in there.
Correct. Tennessee's not in there.
Then why are you bringing it up on the top five? What's happening right now? He's talking hockey.
I've got many different problems here with this top five at five. And now for multiple. What are you doing over there, Trey? Taking a shot at us?
What do you mean taking a shot? I'm saying Tennessee's not in it.
You sounded kind of smug when you said it, man.
It could have gone two ways. Either they were in or they were out. I went when they were out.
I thought they were going to be in. Why would you bring that up if they're not
what
in?
What the hell is your problem, man?
Having a great day.
I see a knife sticking out of his bag.
Well, there's some teams on here that are kind of weird. Like, North Carolina's on there.
What?
I ain't breaking out of nothing.
Their coach is 100 years old.
Yeah, but what is
breakout
really?
He doesn't even need the old guy face app. He just looks that way.
They also have Baylor on there.
I can see that.
Which, I mean, they're losing Jalen Hurd.
Oh, God. Okay.
Cut. Who would you guess is number one?
Poised for a breakout year?
Texas?
No, Texas is not on here either.
I think they're highly touted just naturally.
Well, the top two teams are usually pretty highly touted.
South Carolina?
No, it was Texas A&M.
What?
And Michigan.
Yeah.
Hell, one of them had Michigan number three in their FBI or PI 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I could see both of those, like Texas A&M, second year under Jimbo Fisher, Kellen Mond is back. Yeah, they probably should be pretty good. They probably should be breaking out. As much as they're paying for him, they probably should be.
And then at number three, they had Nebraska, and they talked about in the article how Adrian Martinez would be a big key for that. So that's great. Number four. Last week, shortly after knocking out Ben Askren in record time, Jorge Masvidal called out Conor McGregor for a fight. Well, today Dana White, when asked about the matchup, said, hell no. White says Masvidal is way too big for McGregor and that he should find fights in his own weight division.
How big is Masvidal or whatever his name is?
He's in the 170 class.
170. Yeah. Connor's usually around
155, 160,
yeah, in the
right?
150 range.
How big a boy are you?
Connor, he needs to beat somebody. He needs to find somebody he can beat. I mean, like, we've seen him. He lost to Nate Diaz, like, 2 years ago. He should have lost the second. I thought he lost the second Nate Diaz fight. They gave it to Connor. I don't think he really earned that one. He lost to Floyd Mayweather. He lost to Khabib. So, like, in my mind, he hasn't really looked good in 3 or 4 years. Like, he needs to go out there and fight somebody. I'm thinking Conor McGregor kind of washed up, my opinion.
That's why they're hitting, you know, there's been so much talk about his retirement announcement he made.
That sport is like, it's like when a pitcher loses his fastball in the major leagues, or a running back loses just half a step. Like, they're great at the age of 28. They come back at the age of 29, and they're not even the same player. Like, you get thrashed in MMA, like, just once, and you could be on top of that sport. And look at Ronda Rousey. What happened to her? Like,
shout out to Uriah Faber for coming back and winning Saturday night.
How about that?
In Stockton, or Sacramento.
And number five, the Open Championship starts tomorrow at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. The favorites as of now are Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, Henrik Stenson, Patrick Cantlay, and Xander Schauffele. The first grouping actually tees off at 1:35 a.m.
You going to get up to watch that?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you stay up or do you get up?
I stay up.
So you're going to come in tomorrow with no sleep?
Well, that's kind of what I do every day. But
really? I mean, you having trouble sleeping too?
I am.
Dang, what's going on?
I don't
here,
know,
man.
It's something
why
contagious.
Why is Bear the only
here,
one getting good sleep?
He's like Tyler Durden, because I work for a living. I'm exhausted by
the
time I get
home. Oh,
here
we go.
Stop. Stop.
Man of the people. Like, you two dilettantes.
That's so.
It's a big word for you.
Erroneous.
Not really.
Erroneous.
It is erroneous.
Sitting across the table from a couple of public school guys.
Oh,
one from
wow.
South Alabama and one from off Sutherland Avenue.
Real man of the people there. Ooh, real man of the people. Real blue collar bear over here. Went to in his public, his private school education.
Showing your cojones on that one, bud.
865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show. Go ahead and call it if you want to go ahead. Should we open up?
Yeah.
All right, let's open up for what you talk about. You want to be on, we need three contestants to play What You Talk About here in about 10 minutes. Go ahead and jump in now to reserve your spot in line. Winner today gets 16 free wings from Buckethead Tavern and a spot in Champions League play beginning next week. 865-546-8200 is the number. 546-8200. Dial now to play What You Talk About. So this Face App thing has just blown up, like, in just like it's one of those these internet phenomena that just pop up a couple of times a year. It's like blue dress, black dress. What are some other things that just like all of a sudden they become this huge trend? I know that's kind of a different
the ice challenge
thing, the ice bucket challenge for ALS.
Yeah, but this one's not very. It's really bad, really really bad.
So, if you're not a big social media user, it's an app that you can download on your smartphone, and you take a picture of yourself or an existing picture or whatever, and you put this filter on it, and it makes you look 40 years older than you actually are. Ha, ha, ha.
Yep.
I did one. Houston Cress's was really good.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Rick Butler's was good.
Chance's was scary. Did you see Chance Collins?
No.
Oh, man. It was just frightening.
Was it?
Yeah.
What did it make him look like?
Like a corpse. It was strange.
Really?
Yeah.
So figured out who he sounds like.
Who Chance sounds
yeah.
like?
Yeah.
Who does he sound like?
Don Cheadle, the actor.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
How about that? Evidently, this app is somehow connected to the Russians, and now they say if you download this app, which I've done, they have access to all your photos and all your private information on your phone.
Let me read you what from I saw this. What all when you agreed? Did you read the terms?
No, nobody reads the terms. What are you talking about? Read the terms.
Let me tell you what you agreed to when you didn't read the terms.
Oh, okay.
Dang it.
Let's see here.
I mean, didn't South Park do an episode about that where it's like nobody reads the Apple terms and we all just signed away our lives to Apple or Facebook
yeah,
or
here
something
we go.
Like that?
FaceApp, which is recently used from UberFacts on Twitter, gone viral for its age filter, now owns access to more than 150 million people's faces and names. According to their user agreement, the company owns a never-ending, irrevocable, royalty-free license to do almost anything they wish with them.
With the pictures that you take and put out there.
Your face and your name.
Just the one picture, though, that I put out on that I use for the Face app?
Yeah.
Did you give them access to your pictures on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got all those. You gave away every picture you have on your phone and your name.
Even the nudes?
Like, I am seriously thinking about going back to a flip film. Absolutely the nudes. Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'm going to get a Fox Sports Knoxville leak. Like,
you delete the ones I sent you?
Your nudes? Yes,
no,
I delete those immediately.
There's some pictures. Go ahead.
I'm not worried about it, man. Like, listen, we gave all this stuff up 5 years ago on Facebook. If you have any sort of computer access at all, if you own a smartphone, people who want that stuff for nefarious reasons to steal your stuff or your identity or anything, like, they're going to get it, man. They're going to get it. And downloading some silly app that has a bunch of filters for faces and stuff like that is not going to change what happens there.
No, but it is a bad spot when your whole file photo album.
I guarantee you that they probably duplicated. I mean, they got to copy everything in your phone.
Look, if I end up on a billboard in Russia, I'm not going to be pissed.
Like, you're not? Like,
yeah, why not?
Beverly D'Angelo in European Vacation.
Yeah,
she hits why up not? On a billboard in Europe somewhere.
We need to boost our Russian, you know, listenership anyways.
I mean, it's scary. Yes, it is. Isn't that funny how earlier in the show I was talking about how I never have my ringer on and just got caught ringing? Yeah.
Yeah, their address, this FaceApp thing is Wireless Lab. And they are at 16 Avtovskaya, St. Petersburg, Russia.
Well, see, I mean, we know exactly where their studio is. There are no secrets anymore. There are no secrets. If you've got big-time secrets that you need to be, like, don't get a smartphone. Like, that's all I can tell you. And you said you want to go back to the flip phone. Well, you've already had the smartphone for several years. It's already out there, man. The toothpaste is out of the tube.
Should never
got. I'm back just to a BlackBerry.
I'm gonna say I'm not worried about it. I'm mildly concerned, man. Not enough. Like, I've still got the app on my phone. I'm not deleting it. I probably will delete it.
But yeah, I already deleted it. Well, I saw that, I deleted it
just immediately.
Yeah,
it's too late.
I mean, that's what I would think. It's like it's already out there, man. They've already probably gotten in there. They're gonna change your vote. Apparently, vote for the other guy.
I was reading this thing online. Apparently, this comes around every couple of years.
What? The Face app?
Yeah, the app or something like it that gives, you know.
Well, how did they know that we were all going to go gaga over it and everybody was going to get it?
Good point.
Because, I think the people in charge of this thing over in Russia probably know that everybody over here is sheep and around the world are just, look what this cool thing does. Makes me look 40 years older. I'm going to give you access to every part of my life that's connected to my phone.
So you're not getting it?
Hell no.
I mean, we're probably being broadcast live through my phone over there in Moscow right now.
Well, Bear's intensely private. He's much more private than any of us. He doesn't want to have his picture taken. He's like an Indian. You take his picture, it's going to steal his soul.
Not a lot of pictures of me.
Do you have pictures of you on your phone?
I think I've got one.
You take selfies?
No, and it's one that somebody took a picture of me at work, and I was really pissed. I think I've shown you the picture.
No, it was me. I took that. Are you in the LSU shirt, and you're flipping me off.
No.
I'm going to take that picture and put it through the FaceApp file.
Perfect.
Put you out there.
Perfect.
I may frog you in the arm five times real hard before we leave tonight.
Even older Bear. I mean, let's be honest, there's a pretty good chance you were going to assault me anyway.
You just go to hell, okay? Can I answer the phone without having to deal with your stupidity?
Nice little ride down the hill.
Relax. Uncalled for.
It's got intense. Quick. All right, you're on, man. Hold
on. 865-546-8200. Are we full up for what you talk about?
Got one more slot.
One more slot. What you talking about? Your next to last chance to qualify for Champions League.
I want one of these A to Z. I want one of these guys who came really close to qualifying.
Did he not get in?
No.
Oh, yeah. That was the lone Marsh, what you talking about it? Related yep. controversy of the year.
Yeah, imagine that. That was your fault.
You got one chance. We got one more slot open today. Three more tomorrow. So dial now, 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to get on what you talk about. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and play the game. Coming up next right here on The Drive.
Drive.
All right. Here we go. The Drive back with you. Like how the sun came out, turned into a beautiful day. Much needed rain.
The sun's out?
Sun's out, guns out. I don't know if the sun's out, but it's not pouring rain like it was all morning, which is nice. Might get a little deck time after the show tonight. All right, we got three players ready to go here. Corey, Matthew, and Billy will vie for What You Talk About Supremacy this afternoon, a spot in What You Talk About Champions League. Champions League play begins next week here on The Drive. After today, there will only be one Champions League spot remaining. It's flying by this year. Let's go ahead and get to it. What You Talk About starts now.
Time.
All right, here we go. Bring in our first contestant. This will be Corey. Corey, yours first up out of the gates here. You got to start us off strong. How you feeling?
Feeling good, Russ.
All right, man. You know the rules?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. The band with Lars and James Hetfield, Enter Sandman?
Metallica.
This is where the Gamecocks play, the state?
South Carolina.
This is the Stilt played basketball for the Lakers?
Wilt Chamberlain.
This is the TV channel where the SEC games are on?
SEC Network.
The big game.
CBS.
This is an actor. He was in Old School and real funny guy, does a good George
Will
W.
Ferrell.
Yeah, this is a Florida Heisman winner. Played baseball?
Tim Tebow.
Yes, this is the sport that Ronaldo and Messi play.
Fast.
This is a dessert that you eat. You bake them into little circles of goodness with
cookies.
Yes, this is the mailman from the Jazz.
Karl Malone.
This is Jacksonville's football team.
Jaguars.
This is a NASCAR race that they start every year with.
Daytona 500.
This is the host of Jeopardy.
Alex Trebek.
Not Reebok, but not a
Nike.
Yeah, this is the former Louisville basketball coach. Oh, I was looking for Patino there, but I feel like there's a pretty good spot. 13? 12. All right, we got 12, Corey. That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right.
Hang right there, and we will see if that is good enough to get you into Champions League. Pretty good shot there by Corey. Did we pass?
A respectable good. Number.
What, he passed on soccer.
Yeah, even I would have gotten that one.
Man, Ronaldo and Messi.
Messi.
Do you have any other passes?
No, he had a couple of hesitations, though.
A couple of hesitations that cost him. Some tricky clues. Jeopardy and Daytona 500 were pretty tough, but pretty good performance. All right, let's bring in who's up next? Matthew?
Yes.
Matthew, you're on The Drive. What You Talk About? How you doing, Matthew?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing very well. So 12 would tie you with Corey. 13 would put you in the lead. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is where the Packers play?
Wisconsin, or Green Bay.
Yes, this is a movie with Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman where they're in prison?
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, this is the former quarterback of the 49ers, won 4 Super
Pass.
Bowls. This is the best basketball player on the Rockets.
James Harden.
Yes, this is a former Colts head coach who won a Super Bowl. Yeah, this is a TV show with Slater and Zach Morris.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes, this is a former pitcher for the Texans, throws it real hard. All right, this is the former president in the 1980s.
Nixon.
The 1980s.
Reagan. Carter.
Full name.
Ronald Reagan.
Yes, this is a former shortstop for the Yankees.
Pass.
This is where in Nevada, where you go gamble.
Las Vegas.
Yes, this is a series of children's books about wizards.
Harry Potter.
This is where Bruce Pearl coaches.
Auburn.
This is a golfer married to Paulina.
Pass.
Nine.
Got nine. He was very liberal with the pass. That was an interesting strategy. Yeah. Sorry, Matthew. Sorry, Matthew. Good shot, though, man. Thanks for playing. All right, a lot of passes. Let's try and go through those. He got Green Bay, Shawshank. He passed on Joe Montana.
Yeah.
He was a little too quick with the pass.
Yeah, got Harden.
Strategically
got
speaking.
Tony Dungy. Passed immediately on Nolan Ryan.
He didn't even let you finish that one.
Yeah. And then we took way too long on Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
He got Jeter. He got Vegas. He got Harry Potter.
No, he didn't get Jeter.
Damn, oh, yeah, he just passed on Derek Jeter.
How do you pass on the captain?
And then we ran out of time on DJ. Okay. All right, let's bring in Billy. Billy, you with us?
Dilly.
Billy or Philly?
Dilly. I'm killing the Philly.
Dilly.
Dilly.
Like Dilly Dilly?
Yeah.
Okay, Dilly. You're kin to Philly.
Yes. But not really.
But not really.
No.
Okay.
That's where the name come from.
Okay. Huh.
Interesting.
Huh.
I think I know.
Huh. All right, Dilly. You got to get 12 to tie. 13 would put you in the lead.
Gotcha.
Here we go. It's the star of Titanic and he's the male star of Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, this is where the Phillies and Eagles play.
Philadelphia.
This is the head coach at LSU.
Pat.
This where the Wolverines play, the state.
Michigan.
This is what you put across your lap when you're driving a car.
Seatbelt.
This is Kansas City's baseball team.
Pat.
This is a German basketball player played for the Mavs.
Dirk Nowitzki.
This is where Mississippi State is located, the city.
Starkville.
This is L.A.'s basketball team, not the Lakers.
Clippers.
This is a movie star from Ocean's 11, real good-looking dude.
George Clooney.
Oh, the other one.
Brad Pitt.
Yes, this is a TV show Bob Barker hosted.
That's right.
This is the real deal boxer from back in the day.
Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield. You got nine. All right. Well, it looks like our 12 wins are for Corey. Billy, pretty good shot, man. You had some tough ones in there, buddy. Sorry it didn't work out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good effort. Nine.
I called him Billy again. It's Dilly.
Yeah, I know. I bet his real name's Billy.
All right. We took – DiCaprio, I blank on those actors every time. I cannot. I guess just the pressure. Like I was trying to think of what. Inception was the one I was trying to think.
The Departed. Say that I was
The Departed.
Wolf of
Revenant.
Wall Street.
Yeah, I just blank, man. All I could think of was
What's
Titanic.
Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I probably didn't help him any there. He passed. Did he get Ogeron?
No.
He passed on Ed Ogeron. Passed on Royals. What else do I say? It's the baseball team in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did he get Starkville?
Yes.
Yeah. Dirk Nowitzki, the Clippers, Brad Pitt, Price is Right, and then we ran out of time.
I'm pretty sure I know who that was.
All right. Thank you, Matthew and Dilly. But Corey is our winner today. Congratulations, Corey.
Thanks, Russ.
Well done, sir. Well done. You win 16 free wings from Buckethead Tavern on Ray Mears Boulevard in West Knoxville. You're going to enjoy those. And you get a spot in Champions League. We're going to call you back next week when we make the schedule to play. You're going to get a chance to win there, another gift card, and a shot at the grand prize, the Holy Grail, if you will.
Sounds great, Russ. Hey, I've never watched a single kick of soccer in my entire life. That's why I didn't get it, man.
It's all right, man. It worked out for you. It worked out for you. All right. Hang right there. We're going to get your information. Corey advances to Champions League. How about that? Unbelievable.
I think it's Some of the questions were kind of difficult for the other guys, but I thought he ran right through it, and I don't remember him passing much.
No.
If any at all.
Well, he passed on soccer, but that was it. And he got 12. I mean, like, he's going to have to step it up in Champions League. I'll tell you right now, 12 probably not going to win next week.
No.
Like, you're going to have to get at least 13, probably 14 to win at any time next week.
Wonder if anybody will ever get to 16.
I think it's happened before. Has it happened this year, 16 on the phone?
Yeah, well, no.
No, it hadn't happened this year on the phone. It's happened before on the phone.
Happened in studio once this year.
Yeah. Some smart dude.
Can't remember who that was.
Yeah.
Who offered to give five free answers to it.
Run, Forrest, run! Every Gump has his day.
Okay, well.
That was uncalled for.
I don't care. Well,
time for the hillbilly to take the challenge.
Tell me it's uncalled for.
Take the hillbilly challenge.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting involved with anything involving Russell Smith where he can affect the outcome.
Giving you five free answers, and I'll be the one that reads the questions off. Five free ones. 11.
You keep talking. All you have to do is talk. I don't
trust.
Yeah,
talk until you get to 11.
We have to talk because you won't.
Stupid, Trey, because I'm sitting here looking at dumbass over there who's going to sandbag me. I know him. It's happened in the past.
Let Parker do it then.
I don't. Parker's dead. No. This is not good. I've warned you and warned you. Just like I warned you about not talking to mixing it up with those idiots on Talk Sports.
We won't go through.
I'm not talking about the guys on Talk Sports.
Just one question. Kind of answer me this, Bear. Under what conditions would you accept Trey's challenge?
I'm not.
There's no conditions? No. If we had a computer?
No.
Under an algorithm, come here and read?
No.
You just won't play.
No. Well,
how is that not chicken?
It's not called being chicken, Russ. It's called thinking long term about the work environment on the damn drive. And you know what's going to happen. He doesn't. He ought to tattoo lamb being led to the slaughter across his damn forehead right now. But you should know better. But you enjoy this stuff. You like getting me worked up. You like pulling this crap. Then you'll sandbag me. Then you'll sit back. And after 2 weeks of me just punishing him verbally for anything and everything.
Why would I get
you will sit
for
back.
Him
hold
losing.
On. You'll sit back. And then it's one afternoon. It'll get down to where it's just me and you in here. And then you'll try and have the talk with me about how I'm being a jerk.
Oh.
Wow. That's a decision.
It's happened before.
That's a decision you made.
I'm not a
make.
Toy that you can pull out of the box
to
torture our coworkers with.
I can't help it if you can't handle losing. I can't help it if you're a sore loser. You're a grown man. Get over it.
Private school Bear.
Scoop Wallace.
Dang it. That's actually a pretty good one. I like that one, actually.
Golly, man.
Got guys that work with us here at the station texting me, don't do it. They know you, man. They know your game. Everybody in the building
I'm asking
does.
You what do you want?
Nothing.
What do I have to do? You want me to walk out the door?
No.
You choose?
This
you choose
done.
The reader?
You didn't
I
want me
I
to
leave?
Be a part. You did not want me to be a part of this. And then in a moment of clarity, one night, right before I went to bed, I was like, I can see
I
his
don't,
point.
I didn't want you.
I will ruin
I,
it.
I don't want you to be a part of this, but Trey challenged you. You've ducked it at every turn, and I'm trying
I'm
to give you a chance.
I'm not going
to not
to,
look
I am not,
like a wuss.
I'm not looking like a wuss. Everybody,
you look like
everybody,
the biggest wuss ever.
Everybody that knows you knows exactly what's going on here, Russ.
Can we go to the breaking news desk?
I guess so.
It better be good.
This just in: Bear is a coward.
Your mama.
Tight ends coach Brian Niedermeyer and lead recruiter at the University of Tennessee has received a pay raise and signed a new contract extension with Tennessee.
You almost gave me a heart attack, Trey.
That will see his pay increase to $350,000 per year. That is his base pay. That is up from $205,000 per year from last year. It was signed June 28th. On my birthday, 2019.
Happy birthday. I thought you were about to tell me that, like, the way you said that, Tennessee, like, the way you were building, like, I thought you were going to tell me he had taken a job at Alabama or something. Like, I thought he was leaving.
Yeah.
He got a one-year extension.
Good breaking news? Is that good breaking news?
Yeah, I mean,
you think it rises to the occasion?
It's Tennessee news, so yeah, I'll get and our best recruiter probably staying on staff. He gets a $145,000 raise. I mean, he was the guy that like was just happy to be there. Nobody thought he's. It was like, what's this guy doing? What's Pruitt doing when they hired him? Like, why are we hiring this guy? And now all of a sudden, he's getting the biggest raise probably on staff, and we got to do what we got to do to keep him. And if you look at, he signed Toa Toa, he signed Darnell Wright last year. He was involved in a couple of other guys, but those are probably two of our highest touted recruits, and he basically got them both. And then he's the lead recruiter on Darnell Washington, who's a five-star tight end.
Yes.
It's between Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. For him, he is the lead recruiter on a couple of other blue chippers that we're going after this year.
Yeah. Look what he did this past year with, you know, especially going out west.
I mean, he is a young Rodney Garner, is what that dude is. I mean, I don't know what it is. He just relates to – kids love that dude, man.
Well, no, that's pretty high praise.
It is. He is the lead recruiter on – the linebacker Smalls from the West Coast.
Yes.
He's all over the West Coast, man. And he's got us in on a couple of 4- and 5-star players again for a team that just went 5-7, 4-8 the last years, won 9 games in 2 years. That is pretty unbelievable for a coach that nobody had heard of 2 years ago.
That's a 300. Good Lord. I'm going over the contract right now. $350,000 per year.
Congrats to Niedermeyer. Strange says, Bear being chicken reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where Jerry was going to race the guy from high school, the re-race.
No, I
choose not to run.
Yeah.
I choose not to play what you talking about. Whiskey Jim says, private school Bear can't take a quiz against some dumb public school guys.
Whiskey Jim is an idiot, okay? Known idiot. I tried being nice to the guy. He's not having it, and that's fine. Go to hell, Whiskey Jim.
Oh!
You can sit on the bus next to Russ.
Did you mean that to rhyme, or did it just come out that way?
No, it just came out that way.
Niedermeyer also is one of the lead recruiters for Quavaris Crouch. So that's a big time get. You got to keep that dude happy, man. You're going to have to give him another raise probably next year.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going over this thing. So it's going to go to January 31st of 2021 is when his contract will now be up to end. This is an amendment. So it's an amendment to the contract. So that's a very nice bump for him. And it, you know what? It's something that Tennessee needed to get done before the season started.
Tell me this.
Don't let that drag along.
You can only keep one assistant next year. T or Niedermeyer?
Don't do that to me.
I'm keeping T, man.
I hope he's not
listening. Over Moose?
I hope he's not listening. Niedermeyer.
Yeah. Did Moose win the national championship? No.
No?
End of discussion.
I mean – there were other guys on that national championship team. I don't want them necessarily to be assistant coaches.
I really wasn't happy with when T-Fair stepped down. Any of those guys, you know how what high regard I hold that crew in, every damn one of them.
To me, it's about players.
I'm just glad I didn't have to fill out an FOIA.
Got to get players.
Yeah, you got to get players, and he's got to continue the relationships that he's building up. But also, you know what? T. Martin's building up a bunch of big relationships right now.
I mean, we haven't seen a T. Martin recruiting class here yet, so we don't know. I mean, if he might be
– if he gets Rakeem Jarrett, excited you're going to be with Tennessee's receiving corps that's losing four seniors.
Well, that's why I said, like, we talked about this last week, I think. T. Martin, we're probably not going to keep – it's not like he's going to be here for 12 years.
No, T. Martin –
He's going to have –
unless Cheney resigns after 2 years at Tennessee, T. Martin won't be here over 2 years.
He's going to have coordinator opportunities at the end of every season. He's going to have head coaching opportunities probably because he is such a renowned
recruiter. Maybe in the
recruiter.
Sun Belt or
I mean, you know, if yeah, if that dude leaves Memphis,
right, exactly.
You know, he's got Southern California ties now.
You know what would have been a good fit for him was Georgia State. And when I was talking to him about that, you know, it just wasn't the right time to take the Georgia State
job.
Yeah,
a lot of Atlanta ties, Alabama, lower Alabama stuff, obviously. So, like, he's going to – my hope with that is that we just get at least one full recruiting class. Because the doomsday scenario is, like, we get Rakim Jarrett, we get commitments from a couple of these guys,
yeah.
Then T leaves, like, right after the season, he gets a head coaching job or a plum coordinator job, and those guys say, well, the coach who's recruiting me is not there anymore, so I'm not going. I hope he just stays through 2020 so we get two full seasons of him and at least one full recruit. I hope he stays forever. Like, I mean, it would be great if he just stayed here for 10 years and just – built a recruiting dynasty with Jeremy Pruitt, but
he's got bigger aspirations.
It's not the way college football works, man. He wants to be a head coach someday.
But I will say this. T. Martin wanted back in the South, and T. wanted also to be back in the South too because his kid, Caden, plays on the under-18 Olympic team that's based out of Atlanta, and he wanted to be back close to that situation. So if T. Martin were to leave – right, I think. Okay, this is just my personal opinion, and you can base this off whatever you know the relationship is. I think T might stick around until Caden gets done with high school.
Awesome, man. Baseball. That's 4 years.
Maybe it just.
I would take that right now if you told me.
Is he gonna be a freshman this year?
He just wrapped up his freshman year.
Yeah,
no, I thought he was a rising freshman.
No,
Caden got 3 years left.
He played
for
Catholic. Yeah, so he's got 3 years.
He's gonna be a sophomore.
Left.
I would take that too.
Maybe
3 years. If you guarantee me 3 years and three cheap T. Martin recruiting classes with Niedermeyer,
stock the cupboards.
That would be, the talent would not be the issue at that point. It's can Jeremy Pruitt coach or not?
Yeah. I mean, I hope he stays. I mean, it'd be, you know.
Talent is still a legitimate excuse this year.
Really want to see Caden finish out his career strong at Catholic for the next 3 years.
we don't have the big guns to compete with Florida, Georgia, Alabama right now, but 3 years of those guys recruiting,
I'd say you probably will be around. Yeah, Russ.
You'll get there, and at that point it's on Pruitt.
Because I do think Rakim Jarrett is going to flip, and I think it's going to come down to Maryland or Tennessee. And I think Tennessee.
Why the hell would he want to go to Maryland?
Home state. It's cool.
Home state school, and that dude can recruit.
Yeah. It's Loxley.
What's it? Robin of Loxley.
Yeah.
Why a spoon, sire?
Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more. He's going to get all those guys to – there is a narrative going around that Mike Loxley is going to get all those Maryland guys to stay there, and I would say that Rakim Jarrett will probably be the first huge test to that. If he could get a five-star receiver to stay there, as bad as Maryland has been lately, then they obviously made the right choice because you got to have players. They just don't have players. They've never had players there.
No. I mean, that Boomer Esiason.
That was 30 years ago.
Played him in the Citrus Bowl.
Actually, they did beat the tar out of us in the Peach Bowl in, what, 2004 or so? I was at that game.
Maryland did?
Yeah.
Who's that linebacker? He went in the NFL.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I remember Virginia Tech game versus Tennessee in the Peach Bowl. I don't remember the Maryland.
I remember. It was like a really good defense.
We laid an egg in the Peach Bowl twice in the 2000s, and I think
– once against Clemson,
Against Clemson. Oh, man, they strapped us.
Yeah. But Maryland, they just –
it might have been back-to-back years.
I bet I was at the game, too. I just forgot about it.
Oh, no.
Let's see. The 2004 season was the Cotton Bowl when we beat Texas A&M. The 2003 season, that was one of the – it might have been 2002 and 2003.
No, because when Kiffin – we got housed with Kiffin in the
– that was Virginia Tech.
Okay. Maybe it was. We had no business losing that Maryland team.
Oh, they put it on us.
Yeah. That was one of those ones where we didn't – their kids wanted it more than our kids did.
I don't know. I remember that because I probably was at that. That's.
I'm just trying to figure. Did we play back to back Peach Bowls? Was it 0-2? I think the first one was against Maryland, maybe in 0-2, and then maybe went. It seems weird that we would go to the Peach Bowl 2 years in a row, but I want to say that sounds right. In 0-3, we went there, and
because it was Eric Berry's last game, they lost Virginia Tech, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in 0-9.
It was Aaron Douglas' last game. A lot of guys' last game.
2003 was Peach Bowl against Clemson. So 0-2 was the Peach Bowl against Maryland.
0-3,
we
that
got
was
strapped
an
in both of those.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Bent over.
Yeah. Philip Fulmer, not a lot of good memories of the Georgia Dome. Two good ones in 97 and 98. After that, not a lot of fun in the Georgia Dome.
Playing on concrete.
Actually, you lose the 0-1 SEC championship. The 2002 Peach Bowl, the 2003 Peach Bowl, 2004 SEC championship,
30-3 in 2002 to Maryland.
I was there, man.
Then you lost the 04 championship game.
Thanks to Cody McClure from Talk Sports. Appreciate it, Co.
Was it 04 or 07?
04 and 07.
Yeah.
So you lost games in
2-3.
You lost four years in a row from 01
to 04.
We
won both of the games, but the curse of that stupid looking helmet. Butch put it on and Dooley put it on.
Dooley won though.
So did Butch won that game against Georgia Tech, and then he put on that stupid looking helmet at the end of it. Remember the big old fashioned leather helmet? It's like eight times too big.
But no, he put that on it against Virginia Tech in the Battle of Bristol.
No, he put that helmet on after we beat Georgia Tech.
When did we play Georgia? I'm just
to open
you guys
the season.
Went on the bus down there. You and Chance had your
dude. I've tried to block out everything about the 2017
your drunken
season.
Halftime periscope.
I was overserved that trip.
Chance was way overserved.
Pretty. It's probably a good thing. And that was also the first voluntary reaction we did on the bus on the way back.
The first time I listened to voluntary reaction. I was actually in a hotel in Atlanta because I had hobbled my way to the game on crutches, got into the stadium, decided I can't stay. My knee's hurting too bad. So this was like 2 months after surgery. Left the stadium, went to the hotel, watched it on TV.
So it was the first voluntary reaction ever.
Listen to y'all.
And we're going to get on the bus and come back and just do it on the thing.
Yeah, you're doing the bus. Me and Nate were here.
But the bus wasn't there.
Right, y'all were trying to track
back
down the bus.
There's a whole other part of that story.
And so we're sitting there for like an hour just on our cell phones, me and Reed, like waiting on this bus to come. And like we're trying to host the show on our cell phones in downtown Atlanta. There are people everywhere. It's like chaos.
At that bar on the corner.
As we're trying to corral all our drunken listeners that are like 40 people on this bus.
I tried to tell you.
And while we're trying to host a show, walking around, no computers or anything.
What did y'all do, a conference call in?
They just, the conference called in. Basically, me and Nate hosted the show.
Because I remember hearing John in the background trying to get people together. Hey, we're leaving. We're leaving.
a lot of craziness went on. That was a wild
somebody
night.
Who was supposed to call the bus didn't call the bus.
There was a fight. Yeah, there was a near fight. an imminent ass whipping. And none of the listeners could hear this stuff. Me and Nate were just dying. That was the night I spilt a 50-ounce Coke all in the production room.
And we did the show for 7 hours. We signed off at like 4 in the morning as the bus was pulling back into Knoxville.
Yeah.
It was so stupid.
Did y'all really?
So
seven,
stupid.
I remember the first like 3 or 4 hours.
Stay with us.
God bless you. That's awesome.
No, because we wanted to do 24 hours straight.
No,
on the
you
air.
Didn't.
And so yes, so when we signed off, Nate, the Godfather, like a maniac, like Bear was like, "I'm out of here." He finally threw in the towel, and Nate just stayed here by himself.
No,
taking phone calls at like 5 in the morning.
Did he really?
Straight into his show. No, we can't hear you.
He went straight into his show.
Yeah, he stayed here until 3 and out started the next day because it was on a Monday.
Holy crap! Wow, I don't remember
Godfather's
that.
Nuts. And when he gets an idea in his head, man, he just sticks to it.
The Iron Man.
Got to take a quick break. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us. Back with more after this.
The Drive. There was, and the best there ever will be. This is The Drive.
Check it.
or wreck it. Wreck it. Wreck it.
Beer will be sold in Neyland Stadium this season.
This season?
Yes.
I will check that.
I'm going to wreck it.
Okay.
Based on absolutely nothing. Gut feel, baby.
I think that they've still – I know that they've got a lot of hoops to jump through, but I think they'll get it done.
Check. It's going to happen.
FaceApp is a Russian ploy to hack into our phones.
Check it.
Check it. I mean, that's what everybody's saying.
I'm going to wreck it.
Of course you are.
Contrarian dubs. Joe Biden could do more push-ups than Donald Trump. This is Biden said today on the campaign trail, what? If Trump starts calling him old during the campaign, he will challenge him on the debate stage to a live push-up contest, which I think would be fantastic.
Joe would win.
You think
Joe,
so?
Joe would win by at least 10.
I think Joe would win, but I think they'd both die if anybody got past five.
I think Joe's got a lot better chance of surviving than President Trump. He eats like, you know, bad.
Yeah, you're not healthy. That is Check It or Wreck It. We have some breaking news. Let's go back to the Fox Sports Knoxville breaking news desk. According to Gabe Brooks of 247 Sports, 2020 quarterback prospect Haynes King of Longview, Texas High School has made his decision, and he is committed to Texas A&M.
Fine, go on, get. We didn't want you anyhow.
Yeah, they wanted him a lot.
Didn't want him, man. I always said Harrison Bailey, that's all we needed. Didn't want to take another quarterback, upset the apple cart, and maybe risk losing Bailey. Harrison Bailey is our guy.
It's a long time till December.
It is.
Let's see how it looks if A&M tanks. We win a bunch of games somehow.
I think they've got him. His dad's a Texas high school football coach. He's 200 miles away from College Station. And
they got a lot of money down there.
That's far enough away from your parents where you're good at college. You don't have to go all the way to Tennessee for it.
Shout out to Citizens National Bank for being the official bank of the drive. We love Citizens National Bank. You will too. Great community service from a great community bank. Online at cnbtn.com. At cnbtn.com for Citizens National Bank. So kind of a hate to end the show on a downer, but
no, go back on the other part. Niedermeyer getting his race.
Niedermeyer, we keep Niedermeyer. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. It's fantastic. $350,000. It's not like Niedermeyer was out there recruiting Haynes King hard.
Doesn't help me.
That's anymore. A Winky Cheney thing.
Winky.
Winky comes up short again.
I keep forgetting about Chris Winky is on our staff. That's so
I
weird.
I find it unnerving that that guy even has office space over on that campus.
You,
well,
he didn't you place all the blame for the Haynes King going to A&M at the foot of Chris Winky.
I've told you.
If T. Martin had been our quarterback's coach instead of receiver's coach,
Haynes King would have signed. He would have signed on the dotted line because T's a better recruiter than Winky.
T was a better quarterback than Chris Winky. T wasn't one of Haynes' recruiters.
Yeah, because he's not the quarterback coach.
They could have thrown anybody on that.
Yeah.
Roger will be our final caller of the show. What up, Rog?
Oh, not much. How y'all doing tonight?
Pretty good, buddy.
Thanks.
Good. I just want to ask you a few questions about Tano. I just want to ask you, he talked to the media, and I just wanted to ask you about him this year, for you all, I just want to ask you, what, in your opinion, what do you have to do to be able to get Tennessee to win, have a surprising season, have a big surprise season? How better does he have to be for Tennessee to be able to do that? You know what I'm saying? How better does he have to be?
Second year bump, man. I mean, he's got to get better, just like the players have got to get better. We got to have better players and coaches this season if we are going to take that big next step.
So how better do you think he has to be to surprise this year?
It's not just him. I mean, the offensive line and Garantano are, you know, I think it's a 50-50 deal. So,
yeah. We'll see. Raj, thanks for the call, man. We are out of time. Big thanks to Parker Pewitt, all his help for Trey and Bear. I'm Russell Smith. Thanks for tuning in. We got overtime headed your way next. Keep it tuned right here. It's another day, another dollar, and another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime up next, 6 to 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.